The Bert Show.
Good morning, Bree. You're on The Bert Show. Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
What's going on?
I was calling to find out about Stacey's birthday weekend and how that went and if she quit smoking.
Okay.
Yes. I forgot about that.
Definitely two separate answers here. The weekend itself was fantastic. It started on Thursday night. We had a party for the kids for Stacey.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took her to Barnsley Gardens on Friday just to get away from everybody. No, Wednesday it started with the kids. And Thursday I took her away. Then Friday, I took a bunch of out-of-town guests to Midtown for their make sure that they don't get drunk and are feeling good for Stacey's birthday Saturday, which didn't go very well because that's just not a strong suit of mine.
I'm shocked that anybody put you in charge of that.
Yeah, and Stacey knows better than that.
Yeah, they all know better than
that. They all know better than that. And then my wife turned 40 on Saturday, and I think the party went really, really well. Melissa was there, Jen was there. It was good.
It was a fun time for all.
Yes.
I am going to have to make one call today. However, there was one dramatic moment that I'm going to have to make sure it's okay today. I had a relative of our family got a little inappropriate with one of the guests.
What?
Oh, no.
Really?
Wow.
And the husband of one of the guests saw everything go on.
Oh, boy.
So I'm going to have to make that call today and just make sure everybody's all right.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What about the soaking?
The smoking.
The smoking. Okay. The smoking went great. Stacey's first day not smoking was on Sunday, and last night I just checked in with her to make sure she was doing okay, and she said three different times during the day that she really wanted a cigarette, but wasn't an option for her, so she didn't smoke.
She's such a strong woman. I just have faith that she's not going to pick it back up.
She can do it.
Well, there does seem to be, this time does seem different. It really does, because she said she was going to stop smoking in the past, but she's got this mentality, man. I can see it in her eyes now, and I think it is different this time.
Good for her.
Yeah,
I'm very proud of her. You should be proud of her, too.
I'm so proud of my wife in so many ways you don't even know.
Well, thank you for the update.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to this call today. It was really strange.
I want to know what happened. I'm curious. This is like a soap opera.
I'm going to try to be as vague as I can just so the people, because I know the people that are involved are listening.
Okay.
And I'll just say that one of our relatives was inappropriate with the wife of a guest. And the guest certainly saw what was going on.
Oh, no.
And the relative was just buzzed enough not to back down.
Was the wife accepting the invitation a little bit too much? Is that why the husband was mad?
I'm not really entirely sure.
How did you find out?
Or I am sure, and I don't want to say too much.
Who reported it? Or did you see it?
Yes.
You saw it?
Yeah, and then it was reported to me later on in the night also.
Okay.
That it actually,
boy.
So I'm just going to have to check in with this person, make sure everything was okay. But yeah, you know, I hate those calls, especially when it's not me.
Yeah.
I'm not apologizing for me.
Yeah.
But
I want to know what they were doing.
Can we play a song or something?
Can we just blame it on tequila and move on?
I think at the end of the day that the husband of the wife is a really, really cool guy. And I think he's at the end of the day, when I pick up the phone and I say, dude, is everything cool? I think he's going to say, everybody drank too much.
Sure.
It didn't even happen.
But still,
as the host, and especially because it's a family member, still got to make that call just to make sure everybody's okay. You know?
Yeah.
And I am not looking forward to that today.
Get it. The Bert Show.